Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. We get a little bit of feedback. Around each Friday, got some beers. We got a special guest. We got Terry Sachs. Wally is trying to adjust his stuff, but
yeah, I'm here. I am here. I think you have the feedback. It's funny how we always constantly have these. And we did a sound check today.
Yes, we did.
We actually took our time to do a sound check, and
yeah, of course it didn't work.
Of course. But yeah, we have Terry Sachs. Say hello, Terry.
Hello, hello. Good to be here.
Wow, look at that. That's a manly voice.
Very.
That's my James Earl
Jones.
Sounds
like the guy from the Brownie, the Dawn. Not, is that the Brownie? The Dawn's paper
Brownie
towel?
From Willow?
Paper towel. The brown guy?
I don't know.
Oh, the brawny guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, does he brown,
yeah. It started off a little racist, but it's, yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with that, man. Well, Terry, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Indeed. It's great to be here, man. Yeah, my pleasure. I live like 4 blocks away. So perfect. Oh, I still took my private jet, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to. What did you eat on your private jet?
The flight attendant.
Nice.
Yeah. It was not consensual.
It was a she.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not a creep. Well, I am. I'm a total creep.
Did she taste like peanuts?
She did, as a matter of fact, but
not
salted because she's watching her figure. She's a flight attendant, you know, got to be careful.
That's excellent.
Mm.
Most flight attendants are flexible.
Yeah, you would know because you were one at one point.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Like 2 years ago.
No, like 5 years ago.
Is that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For what airline?
It's confidential. If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Confidential airlines? They fly around crappy comedians from the block?
Yep. All right. So here we are. We got so Terry Sachs is a stand-up comedian. Actually, we know nothing about you, so why don't you tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Utah, from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
And I just moved out to Boston about a year ago. Do a bunch of writing with my brother. And, you know, the stand-up scene out here is, I guess, far exceeds the scope of Utah with its 4 clubs. And I've just been loving it ever since. I mean, it's a great place. I fell in love with Boston, I mean, the minute I got out here.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. Here, huh? Cool. So.
It is, currently.
Yeah, true.
But it's a dry cold. No, I just always hear people talk about Utah as a dry heat, so I thought I'd maybe like throw in the cold.
Same thing, to be honest.
It is. Cold. Yeah, when I sweat, I don't sweat anything dry. It's all liquid.
Yeah, that one's a little acting up, but this one's fine.
What? So you're giving me the one that's acting up?
No. Yours is the good one. This one's acting up. At least I can reach in here.
I hear this one. Which one do you hear, Terry, that's acting up?
Yours sounds echo-ish. And let me hear yours.
Does this sound like a robot?
Oh, it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're a cyborg.
I am a cyborg. Cyborg. But carry on.
Okay, so you're from Utah. And you like it there?
Oh, I actually go back there every month. I'm still in the Army Reserve, and so every month I fly back to do my drill. And so
do you do a joke with every push up?
No, because I can only do like 2 or 3 push ups, and I don't want to use up all my material.
Smart man,
save them. Well, plus I'm a sergeant, so I make other people do push ups.
You could also hold it too for a long time, you know, and then tell a joke.
Oh, just
like
just
a static workout.
I usually just stay at the top and just hold it up there, and then eventually when I fall down to the ground, I count that as 1.
Oh, cool. We have to try that. You should write a book on that.
on my push-up form.
Yeah. You know how many crazy push-up forms or workouts there are right now? There's like the, what, 8-minute ab, 7-minute ab, 6-minute ab, you get 2 for free, something like that.
Like two more abs?
Yeah, 2 more minutes.
Got a 14-pack.
Yeah, but, you know, they have all these crazy workout videos and stuff. It's just ridiculous. Have
yeah,
you seen those commercials? I mean,
I thought about making – I've actually put serious thought into making a stoned yoga instructional tape.
Explain.
Stoned yoga.
Oh.
You just – yeah. You just get super stony and then stretch out. And, you know, you can do any awkward position that you feel comfortable with.
Wait, is this like stoned as in getting high?
No, as in I go to the Middle East and steal something, and the town throws rocks at me until I'm dead. But I'm doing yoga during it, so it's slightly entertaining and not so sadistic.
That is a workout.
It is a workout. Recovering from stone pelts is quite invigorating.
I've been stoned before. Does I still smell like a robot, or?
No.
Oh, you smell like a robot. No one can tell, but I can. Quite distracting.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. I mean, we've never had a stand-up comedian on our show.
We've actually never had anyone funny on our show.
That's true.
This is true. For a comedy show.
That's perfect. So the bar is really low right now.
Oh, really low.
I picked the best time to hop in here.
Yeah, the bar is 2 inches high.
That's what he does chin-ups on.
I did.
So, Terry, did you ever get thrown out of class a lot?
You know, I got thrown out of class one time, and it's because my friend Marnie and I had this game in high school where we would flip each other off for the longest amount of time possible until the teacher turned around, and then we put our fingers down, and God, we were just champs at it. And then the only person who ever got caught was me. Obviously, because she was just too sneaky. And I probably got kicked out of our astrology class 3 or 4 times for exactly that.
You have an astrology class?
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember anything because I was too busy flipping off my friend Marnie to learn. But it was entertaining.
What do you learn at, I guess, astrology, right?
Astronomy.
You know, geometry, biology, all the good stuff.
It's actually just a front for drug peddling midgets and, you know. The astrology class, and that's where they packed all the drugs.
Yeah. Well, midgets are the best for drug peddling because no one suspects them. You have to be really careful. Midgets and people in wheelchairs can do anything they want, I've discovered.
Oh, yeah.
Other than run.
They can.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
That was
right on the money, actually.
Yeah, well, this show is all about terrible and off-color. And
Yeah. Actually, this show, I mean, pretty much we curse, we drink. And I'm drinking, by the way, whiskey and tea. Because I have to. I have a throat.
That's all you got.
You have a condition?
Yeah, I have a condition. Right.
It's called alcoholism,
yeah.
I think.
Different forms.
Good water is beer, now it's tea.
But our guest tonight is drinking Mickey Ultra.
It is still, well, it says right here, it's the superior light beer.
That's right.
That's true. What's your choice of beer, by the way?
Currently, it's Michelob Ultra.
You have no choice, huh?
Otherwise, you know, my favorite beer of all time is... Sam Adams Brick Red. I discovered it as soon as I moved out here, man. I used to work at a restaurant,
good.
And we'd have beer selling competitions all the time. You know, sell the most, or you know, sell the most Jameson, or sell the most just Sam Adams in general. And I was pleading with my boss to have a Brick Red contest because I'm always pushing it. And finally, she did.
Nice.
And I just annihilated everyone.
Boss.
I sold like 87 after working 4 shifts.
Wow,
I was all over it.
You ever had sex with your boss?
Oh, God. If you have seen my boss, you would understand what a horrible insult that is. She's this chain-smoking, villainous, Chinese, angry C-word.
Usually those kind of women have...
And she's listening. Actually, I think I just got a call from her on the switchboard.
I'd love to speak to her on the phone. I'd like to do it next year because I can swear next year.
Why?
Well, I gave up swearing all of this year. Just for every year, I give up something that I love, and this year it's profanity, and it's actually been incredibly.
That
difficult.
Sucks because that's what we do here.
Oh, geez,
every guest has cursed on our air.
Well, I would love to pop the non-cursing cherry.
I don't know, Fish. I think we'll get him at the end.
I think we he'll.
Oh, I don't
like a swear jar that he had to put money into.
I have a chart in my room. I put a tally mark for every. I wrote down at the beginning of the year all the words that I can't say. God, geez, I wish I would have brought it with me. I could show you. Because probably from January to March, I was really slipping all the time. But now, I mean, I'm really good. I'll stub a toe and I'll just go fiddlesticks, and it just comes naturally now.
Did you buy a thesaurus?
You know, I did buy a thesaurus.
That's
actually
a good idea.
And it's great. And I try to say like darn as little as possible, even. But
just watch a whole bunch of 50s movies and figure out what they said. Call me Jimmy Willikers.
I know, yeah.
Fish, you know who you sound like? You sound like the guy who's has a smoke cancerous thing, and you have now you're speaking.
It's still doing the robot thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Do you hear it?
Oh, well, now that you said that, yeah.
Because it was going through all before.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that, because this computer is running really hot, so it's probably breaking down.
Oh, no. Break.
Break. We don't like break.
But we can still hear you, though. I mean, it's just one word or two go, eh.
Bring it. That's what I like, though. I like effects. The effects are good.
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Awesome. All right, so Red Brick is your beer.
Oh, yeah. Choice. Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
I don't like to get hammered on it, though, because it's really heavy.
You get wasted?
Not on that, but I get wasted.
But why? I mean, that's like saying you don't ejaculate on a gorgeous woman, but you do it on a mediocre one.
Well, that's just being honest, I think, to say exactly that. but I do ejaculate two gorgeous women.
Okay.
But, you know, if their pictures knew exactly how badly I defile them, I think that the actual person would probably just shed a single tear. Just one, though, and it would be a tear of joy.
Just one.
You're like, oh, finally.
It is the season, too.
What?
It is the season of joy.
Okay.
Shedding one tear of joy.
I'm thinking like the season of ejaculating on pictures of models. I didn't know that was a season. You just,
yeah, that's a boss thing.
I need to get a new calendar.
Now, do you miss your country?
America?
No, Salt Lake City.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Utah, it's a great place. I really like it there. I figure if I'm ever going to settle down, it's probably going to be in Utah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's a great place. It's a good family place. It's very homey, comfortable, safe place. But it's also so – I'm a big outdoors guy, so it's an enormous outdoorsy place. I mean, in the same day, you can go skiing and you can go hiking, and then you can drive way down south and go camping.
What about in the middle?
No one knows. Oh, okay. That's where they used to test the nuclear bombs.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So.
Now, polygamy, is it a hybrid animal or a way of life?
Well, I think it can be both, for sure. For me, it's a way of life, just because, you know, I can't just – I mean, I have two hands. Why would I be a monogamist? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm all about equality.
I'm feeling it.
Now, I mean, what's so different? I mean, I've been to Salt Lake City, and all right, the one thing I found that was really tough was
finding words in sentences.
Yes, the words too. The drinking, like the percentage of alcohol is very low. It's lower than the rest of the country.
It is lower, but I mean it's only slightly lower. Because I think Utah. Let's see how does this measure? Okay, so this is measured. This beer is measured by volume, where in Utah it's measured by weight. So it's I mean like 11 Utah beers is like the same thing as 9 Boston beers. So I mean it's not too different. We just get a bad rap because it's all like 3.2% out there.
Yeah.
But you know, that just means you have to be a bit more hardcore in your alcoholism, I think. I mean, that's
yeah.
So I haven't had any problems getting super hammered in Salt Lake.
Kind of like having a case race with O'Doul's.
Well, O'Doul's. I have issues with O'Doul's.
Don't we all?
I don't know.
Disgusting.
It's like a bottle of lotion that spits out sandpaper. It just defeats the purpose, I think.
We've all had sandpaper.
We have?
Now, it's we almost had a president from Salt Lake. Was he from Salt Lake City?
Yes.
Romney?
You know, I don't know. Don't let him represent Utah.
Yeah, well, I know, but I was just trying to connect in my head. There's things going on there.
Now he's goofy, like a lot of Utahns are. I mean, I think a lot of Utahns are goofy in that, like, oh, shucks, golly, you know, it's Sunday, you know, we can't go to the store kind of way. But I don't know. I don't know too much about Mitt Romney other than he called his possible vice president the new president of the United States. Did you see that one?
I caught that.
Chuck Ryan? I want to say Jack Ryan. I think that's a Tom Clancy.
He called him the new president of the United States.
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Ryan? Is it something Ryan?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. That's for sure. That's it. There's no doubt in my mind.
That guy has great abs.
He does. He does. All 14 of them. Yeah. They're beautiful.
14.
Yeah. I was trying. I was thinking like the other day. I'm like, wait a minute. I just connected something. Puerto Ricans and
Romans.
Yeah, Romans.
The same people. You didn't know. They just reincarnated at a different time.
I'm a little under the weather. So.
Yeah. Under the influence of weather. Or not that you're under the influence.
Yeah. Mormons, Puerto Rican and Mormons, they both have the same one thing in common. They have tons of kids.
Huh?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans and Mormons.
I got it.
Why? Because I used to live in Puerto Rico at a time. So.
Well, isn't that there's just like a big condom shortage down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't sell.
Well, they stapled the packs together because they wanted to do it individually. They didn't realize what adverse effects that would have.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah, I come from a big family, though. I've got five siblings. I have four older brothers and a sister.
That's pretty cool, though. That has to be a lot of fun.
Well, when you're the youngest, it's most certainly not growing up.
Oh, really?
I mean, now it's great because I get to learn from all their mistakes.
Yeah. Did you get your ass kicked when you were a kid?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Too many times by all my older siblings and a few people in school. But that's just because, you know, I'm a smart aleck and can't really help it.
What's an aleck?
It's one of the Baldwin brothers, my favorite. Perfect.
Cool.
And he's an intelligent individual. So
he's
when I say smart aleck,
he's my favorite.
A compliment.
He's my favorite Baldwin, actually.
Have you ever fell asleep jerking off?
Geez. Let me think. No, I have pretty exciting masturbating sessions, I think. I keep it fresh. I'll light some candles and, you know, turn on some Enya and, like, just get in the mood.
Who's your favorite person to jerk off to? Can you say, by the way?
I can't. Well, God, I hope she's listening. Krista Kelly is actually, you know what? No, I take that back. I don't masturbate to Krista Kelly because she's above that. She's a Playboy playmate who I'm totally in love with. But Veronica Saint is my girl.
Never heard of her.
Oh, God. Oh, man. It's so bad. It was to the point where, like, I wouldn't tell people her name because I didn't want them to look her up because, like, I wanted her all to myself.
Your own personal.
Yeah. But, oh, man, yeah, she's my girl. And she's not like a dirty porn star. She doesn't have like tons of sex. Like, she only does like slight masturbation.
When's the first time you saw her?
It was by accident. And it was like one of those multiple porn star sites that I was checking out, and I said, "Ooh, who's this girl?" And I probably saw her three or four times before I found out her name, and then my computer blew up with like viruses because of how much I was just searching her out.
Now, I wonder what happens when you do it when you do it on a phone. Like, I mean, does your phone fuck up?
Yep.
Does anybody know?
My phone hasn't. And it probably would have if that was possible.
My phone says thank you.
Well, yeah, my phone just starts smoking afterward. It's like, God, that was great.
That was great.
need a sandwich.
Clean me.
Clean me. So I have protection on my phone.
What was their last name again?
Saint. As in the opposite of
the devil. What was your funniest date ever?
Funniest date? Oh, man.
We could do the darker side, the most disastrous.
Well, I went on a date with this girl. It was a blind date. Her friends, I used to work at a restaurant. Her friends gave me her number. And I called her up, and I picked her up. And we went out, and we're having a great time. We went to California Pizza Kitchen, and this is in Utah. And we're just talking, and she kept saying, I kept making jokes, you know. So, I mean, it's just what I do. And then I'd say, oh, no, I'm kidding about that, because I'd, like, you know, exaggerate about stuff. That's what you do when you make jokes. And she kept saying, well, why are you lying to me? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, that wasn't true. You just said it wasn't true. I was like, well, it was a joke. She's like, yeah, but it's still a lie. And I thought, oh, this is already, this is over after, oh, God, that's her. Oh, my God.
Bathroom break.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Terry's going to go take a bathroom break.
That's right. Da, 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 a jackroom break.
So we're on this date, and I wanted to show her some funny pictures that I had on my phone. And earlier that week, actually, I had taken such a large fecal specimen that, like, I had to take a picture of it because it was great. And she was looking through my phone, and I'm thinking to myself while she's looking through it, do I have any pictures she shouldn't see? I'm like, no, I'm good. And she goes, ew. And I knew exactly which one she found. And she goes, what is this? And she shows me the phone. And I could easily have just lied and been like, oh, well, my friend sent that to me. And but I said, well, it was pretty impressive. that was my response. And so that was strike one, I think. But then we were driving home, and we stopped by a 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee. And we were getting – I paid for the Slurpees. I got my change back, and I got – I think it was the Alaska quarter, and I collected all the 50 state quarters when they were first coming out. And it wasn't Alaska. It was the last state, whichever, maybe it was Hawaii, but it was the last state, and I was stoked because it was the last one in my collection, and it was finally complete. And I was like, oh yeah, it's the last quarter, and I showed her. She's like, ooh, let me see, and she grabs it, and she like stuffed it in her pocket, and I'm thinking, okay, you, well, as soon as you're done thinking that's cute, you can give me my quarter back. She didn't do it. So we left, and we're driving back, and I'm, like, trying to steer the conversation toward, oh, so you know, ever since I was a little kid, I collected coins, and for the last 10 years, I've been collecting these quarters. But we got to her house, and I took her to her door, and I couldn't get my mind off the quarter, but she was on to other things, like, oh, so when am I going to see you again? And I leaned in for what she probably thought was a kiss, and she closed her eyes and puckered up her lips, and I just said, so can I get that quarter back? Or, what? And she said, you can get it back next time you see me. And she went inside and shut the door. And I swear to God, I've never talked to her since. She freaking stole from me. I can't believe that. Yeah, man, it was highly upsetting. She committed a crime against me. On her
that's
first and last. It is. It's awful.
Did you ever get that quarter?
I did. Well, I got the quarter eventually.
Not for her.
No, I broke into her house. I got it.
You want her to gain 25 pounds? Quarter of a pound?
At least. For every penny that she stole from me, she should have a kid. Yeah. That miscarries. Oh, that's bad. That's bad again. That would be a street.
Oh, man. So what do you think is you do stand-up comedy. Describe that to us. How do you feel when you're on stage?
Well, I feel a lot different than I felt when I first started. I mean, when I was growing up, I always wanted to be an actor. That was the big thing.
Who's your favorite actor, by the way?
Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn is the man. He's an older actor from, you know, my dad's generation, and I saw him in Adventures of Robin Hood.
Oh, you have a dad? I don't. Thanks. Okay.
Go, well, continue. I'm sure you have one. He probably just doesn't care.
Yeah.
But. I saw Errol Flynn as Robin Hood. And I'm like, this guy's the man. And I always like emulate him. And I always wanted to be an actor until I realized that I'm like, I'm just not a very good actor. And then my high school talent show in senior year, my two buddies were both doing something. They were both musicians, and I wasn't doing anything, and I didn't want to feel left out. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of a funny guy. Maybe I'll do comedy. And so when I auditioned, I just totally plagiarized Brian Regan. Oh, I just burped. I hope that didn't show up on the mic.
It's okay.
I totally just plagiarized Brian
Regan. I can smell it over here through this one.
Over the robot smell?
Correct. But the student body, they didn't laugh at all. So I said, no, I'll change it. And so I swore from that point on I would never plagiarize another comedian again. And I wrote, you know, jokes that were like high school relative. And I did stand-up for the talent show, and I killed it. It went great.
Yeah.
It was a few of the best shows I've ever done. And then I just started going to open mics and got into it. And to answer your question, like when I first got into it, I would get like physically ill before I would go on, like for days before I went on stage. I would just get so nervous, and I would come up with any possible excuse to not do stand-up. I'm like, well, I've got, you know, socks that need rolling up, and you know, a floor that needs to get vacuumed. I can't be doing comedy tonight. I got other stuff to do. But as soon as I got on stage, it was just like everything was just crystal clear, and I would just do it, and I would get the laughs. And it's a high, you know.
Yeah.
And so you're a musician. You know what it is. And you get on
We're
stage.
We're actually vocalists.
You start playing. Oh. And it's just.
So he's the way better one.
Oh, okay, so I'll look at you when I talk. But, I get nervous just because I want to do a good job. I don't get nervous because I don't think I'm going to do a good job. And, I did a show last night at Nick's Comedy Stop, and it was awesome. It's just a hoot to do. And, I don't know, it's the best feeling ever.
You have a good crowd?
Great crowd out there. A ton of people, a ton of my work buddies showed up. My family, my roommate showed up. So it was really cool.
Did you get thrown any panties?
I got thrown one pair of panties, and the girl that I paid to do it was like, she was very willing.
Oh, cool. Was it clean?
No. I wore them myself right before the show.
Oh,
I don't want clean panties thrown at me. What kind of,
it does, yeah.
What kind of star am I when that happens? The dryer sheet attached to it? That's It doesn't do the trick.
Yeah, someone throws in. It's laundry. What is the future of comedy to you? Because, you know, we have all these technology is getting great. Oh, yeah, please help yourself. Don't ask. We want you to get. Technology is excelling. Everything is moving forward. What is comedy? Like, where's comedy going to go? What do you think?
You know, I think comedy's just going to go probably – geez, I haven't thought too much about this, but, I mean, in a split
that's
second
– That's your future.
I'll give an answer that makes it sound like I've thought about it a lot, though. I think – for me, like – so I have a comedy album that I sell when I go to shows, and my big dream when – you know, the big thing happened with music pirating and stuff – and like Metallica, people burning their music or whatever. It was Metallica, right? The first made the big case.
So your strength is not music. I got it.
Yeah. Well, amen. But I thought to myself.
Oh, we don't pray here.
Oh, no, that's my middle name.
Oh, okay.
And I say it just to praise myself.
Got it.
But I thought to myself, man, that's a terrible idea for an artist to get upset at his fans. I mean, so when I go on stage and I sell my album, I tell people like, hey, if you're here with a group of five people, one of you should buy this and then burn it for the other four. And then, you know, I'm happy to give away my comedy. So I'm happy that the music or comedy and entertainment in general is turning toward, I guess I could say just pirating, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I think, why wouldn't you do it? I mean,
exactly.
As an artist, you should really just want your work to get put out for anyone. Well, I mean, whether they pay for it or not. I mean, we all want to make money, of course, but... I mean, if you're doing stand-up comedy to make money, you're probably just a douchebag in the first place. I mean, if you're doing comedy to make people laugh and make people happy, then you'll want everyone to listen to it.
Right.
So I hope that it's headed to a place where I can put my comedy out there on the internet or whatnot, and people can burn it. Or if they come to a show and they say, ooh, I want an album because I like this comedian, then they can purchase an album from me.
Cool.
And we have a copy of this said CD here, The Apology Quest.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Apology Quest is it's a really fun project. When I knew I wanted to put together a CD, but I didn't just want to do like a live show. It just seems very typical. And I just wanted to do something cool and something original. And I got together with my good friend Chris Doucette, who is a producer. He owns a studio, Strawberry Sound, and he really helped me out. He and his good buddy Jake Proctor helped me produce this album, and we got together and came up with an idea, and I wanted to do something that was like a story, but I could fit in stand-up comedy. And so I thought to myself, what's something that Terry Sachs would do? And, I mean, it all obviously has to
do you know what he would do?
Oh, yes. I think so. Well, somewhat unpredictable.
WWTD. What would Terry do?
Oh. I thought it was like a failed website.
You need a WWTD. It could be a failed website.
I thought it was the robot talk.
It was the robot talking. I drank too much robot this evening.
The point of the story is that basically so the gist of the story is that one of my ex-girlfriends dies, and so I feel the need to drive around the country to apologize to all the other girls that I've lied to or pissed off or have hurt before they all die.
Or the other 2 minutes.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. Well, there's too many of those to go door to door. But I wrote the whole thing in probably a week and rewrote it probably 3 or 4 times. I mean, in like the 2 weeks following that. But we had a blast recording it and tried to make it as funny as I could. And, you know, I imagine with most recorders or recorded artists, like as soon as you're done with something, immediately you're not happy with it and you want to just redo it. And I always have that feeling with Apology Quest. But, I mean, it was a very fun project. I'm proud of it. I'm happy I did it.
Good, good.
And it's a hoot to me, I think.
Cool. Well, we're going to play a little bit of it, right?
We're going to try.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't have a CD player, so all we'll have to do is just...
Try track 5. That's some live bit. Yeah, that's a live.
Live skirt. Okay. Do you want to mute yours? Well, I'll just unplug his.
Okay, mute mine. Mine is muted. Can you hear me?
No. Road rage. I figured out it was like just general pain.
No, it's probably not going to work.
I'll plug it. No, mine.
I figured the best way to get rid of it was to get rid of my car. So I sold my car and I bought a motor scooter. Seemed like an awesome idea. Not. So I drove it off the lot and I realized that I then just became the cause of everyone else's road rage. I had 80-year-old ladies pass me by giving me the arthritic finger. Kids on those wheelie shoes passing me by, get out of the road! To show off bikers, you know, in the fancy, what do you call those things? Schwinn? Yeah. I used to pull a bike to connect to the real bikers, going to Harley, or the stoplight at Redmond Lamp. And then here's my scooter.
49cc!
Okay. I was involved in a low-speed chase with my scooter. cruising down the road and the stop was the next thing. I guess they can jog for that. It just says, sir, can you pull over and let some of these cars pass? And I'm freaking out because it's a cop. You know, so I'm like, turn out and room. And I wasn't watching where I was going and getting in a wreck. Hit this dude. Flew over my handlebars. Destroyed my scooter. It's all banged up. You should have seen the other guy. He was like, ow. Oh, it stinks. Are you all right, man? Bikers think they're so cool with their sign. You know, motorcyclists pass one another like, hey, there's the road. I'd high five you if I could. I'm over here. Scooterers, we want a sign. I'm working on it. So far, it's like this. Hey!
Funny. I had to crash my scooter to come up with that joke. I had to kick over a garbage can on my scooter one time, and I just tipped myself over. It was empty. What the hell?
I pulled a plug once while I was screwing on my scooter. And he catch up a little faster first. But... half mile later, mouth of butterfly.
All right, there we go. Good stuff, Terry. Good stuff.
I like it. I told those jokes last night.
And you know what? Is this connected?
Yes.
Okay. And it's funny because you don't curse.
I know, and I love cursing so much.
A little low. Check on the volume.
I see three. Top one. What does it say? Chat, game, base.
It's me.
That sounds like a drug. Chat, game, base.
Chat, game, base.
I think it's you. You might be low.
I put it low. Sorry.
You're an idiot.
I put you low by accident. Yeah. There's no cursing in there, which is pretty cool.
I did say the H word.
The H word,
yes. Yeah, what the Hades. Oh, man, I miss it so much. And so when I tell that to people, they're like, "Oh shit! Oh, you don't want me to swear?" I'm like, "No, I want you. I do. I want you to swear so much. I want you to do it as often as possible."
No,
it's like when someone like goes to the 12 steps program. Like they don't want other people to stop drinking.
Do you remember your last curse word?
The last one that I said, It was probably the S word. It was right after I sprained my ankle.
You tried. Again, I'm just like, that's probably the S word.
I don't know what the S word.
The S word. It's the profane word for poo.
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 Samson.
Samsonite.
Samsonite.
I just took a Samsonite.
Was this a live one, right?
Yeah, that was recorded in Salt Lake at the Trolley Square Wise Guys,
okay.
October 7th, 2010.
Wow. You remember, you have a good memory.
You know what? The days that I don't smoke pot are just, everything is so clear to me.
Now, if somebody wants to actually get a hold of this CD, is there a place to buy it online? Do they call you directly or do they just go to your show?
You can go to a show. I haven't got a website yet. You can email me at notgayporn@yahoo.com. It's real. That's my real email. Notgayporn. Not to be confused. If they spell it wrong, they won't be pleased with the results. Rat gay porn won't yield positive results.
It's an email bot. It just brings you back like gay porn.
I bet all your emails, if you ever send an email to someone, I bet they go straight to like spam.
You know what? My mom has to use a different email for me. She works for an airline, and whenever she emails me my itinerary for a flight, she has to email it. Like I had to open up a brand new email because she couldn't send it to.
Yeah. Oh, like when you go to like Staples for the first time and how they ask you for like your email, like Staples, give them that one.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
I. Every chance I get, I will tell people to go to Not Gay Porn. And they always go, really?
Funny.
I said, say, what? What's the problem? It's not gay porn. That's no biggie.
I like it. It's very creative. Why didn't I think of that?
Speaking of email, we just got an email.
From a carrier pigeon.
This one's for Terry. Terry, will you marry me, love, Jim, from South Dakota?
Ooh, I don't know. Not if I'd have to move to South Dakota.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's up? Nothing.
Is it Rushmore? Is that South or North Dakota? If Rushmore's in South Dakota, then it's a maybe.
What Jim lives in the Rushmore, like, eye?
If he lives in the eye?
In the eye.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's a yes.
If there's a mountain, if there's...
Wait, can two dudes get married in South Dakota? That's the thing. Or
yeah,
would he have to...
Not yet. He's screwed. He's going to have to move.
Would he allow me to have sex with women?
Yes.
Oh, then yeah. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
All right.
If he pays for the eye, I'm not going to be pitching in on rent. Someone who asks me to marry them. That's kind of their obligation, I think.
It's a good relationship.
Another one for Terry. What was your first joke from Dina in Jersey?
My first joke. The first joke that I ever told as a comedian was probably I told a joke about getting called to the office and how... I guess if you're older than 17, it's not terribly funny. when you're in class and they say, excuse me, Miss Wilde, can you send Terry Sachs and everyone else just gasps, hoping their name doesn't get called, and James Corum, oh, and then the sigh that goes out. It got a great response when I was in high school. That's why it's my first joke and not my best joke.
Another one, Terry, do you joke in the shower? From Mike from Middleborough.
Well, if Mike from Middleborough has ever seen my penis, he'll know that there's nothing but jokes that happen in the shower for me.
That's sad and funny.
This one's for Wally. Dutch. Love and treat.
Dutch?
Yes. Dutch. I think she is Dutch.
She is Dutch.
Well, tell her thank you. Maybe I'll respond directly to that. I appreciate her concern.
Now, do you ever think you can do a stand-up comedy in Spanish or some other language?
You know, I've got this idea where I want to travel around the country and go to every state and do comedy, and I also want to go to Mexico and to Canada and do a set in Spanish and a set in French. And I haven't decided whether I want to have a translator there because they would totally jack it up, or if I would just like want to learn verbatim my set. But the problem with that is like I love to do crowd work, so if someone's shouting something out in French at me, you know, I don't want to not be able to have a very clever response.
Hey, pip le pew.
And I'm like, oh man, if only I had cat jokes, then I could say something back to them.
Please do a documentary when you do that.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely phenomenal.
You should do a documentary and go to different countries and
Mexico would be more funny because then you could like do the whole like Mexican wrestler thing and you know you're a failed wrestler that turns into a comedian.
That's two poor life choices, I feel.
We have 90 seconds of the live show. If anyone wants to call in and stay on the line for the podcast, it's 347-884-9731. 347-884-9731. The telethon is on. So give us a call. We'll put you on air. Other than that, we're probably about a minute and 17 seconds of live airtime.
I think we should start putting a number in the beginning.
Hey, we put it out in the tweets. If people just read their tweets and their emails, their stalking emails.
We get psychos.
We do. We
you
like
psychos calling in?
Bubba from the Backwoods from last season was Fly Fox.
He was funny, but
that would make my night.
Yeah.
Just to have a stalker, I think. Like anyone aspiring to be like in the entertainment industry should like that's how I know I've made it. If there's someone stalking me, sending me like creepy letters with like you know, like words cut out of a newspaper or something, I'm gonna be like, you know what, someone cares. I'm really doing good things
here. Yeah. You would have like on their plaque.
Like put a Barbie doll in like a bottle full of water with a noose around its neck or something. I'm like, oh man, I've made it. I'm here.
And then you'll cry one tear of joy.
A one tear of joy.
One tear
out of each eye.
Definitely.
All right, we're going podcast.
Going podcast. I'm going to play some music while we're going to podcast.
There we go.
Or I won't. All right. That was a good intro for the podcast, huh?
Cool.
Banjo.
Good banjo.
Well, here we are. We're live. We're not live. We're
live to you. If you listen for 45 minutes on this podcast, I don't even know if people actually make it this far.
Yeah, they do.
Wait, is this a continuance of the show?
Correct. Yes.
Stuff happening now still?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. You don't get to relax.
I was about to take my pants off.
Yeah. You still can. It just won't be live.
Yeah.
Ah.
What's the fun in that?
Exactly.
I want people to hear each tooth of my zipper.
Now, do you dream about, you see, the big comedians, the Dane Cooks and all that, doing the huge arena-type stand-ups.
Wait,
do you see yourself?
Dane Cook's not funny.
I love Dane.
I like Dane Cook.
I think he's hilarious. I think he's undeniable. He's like slow motion. It's so cool. It's kind of a cheat, but it's so cool.
And also, if you can pack an arena.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you're funny. Yeah.
Well, and any comedian should really thank Dane Cook for, really kind of opening America's eyes to how cool stand-up is. Dane Cook, he's just one of those iconic figures, I think. He's a Lenny Bruce. He's a Jim Carrey. He's a Patton Oswalt. He's a Louis C.K., for crying out loud. Very different guys, but...
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite stand-up of all time?
I'll say Jim Carrey just because of what Jim Carrey became. And even his stand-up is hilarious. I wish I could find more of it. But Jim Carrey just really... He was the guy that made me want to be a funny person when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
Errol Flynn made me want to be, cool and suave. As soon as I figured out that was not going to happen, then I turned to Jim Carrey, and he, he was right up my alley.
Actually, Ace Ventura was the first time I realized, oh, fuck, I love comedy.
Mm-hmm. I watched The Mask probably 8 days ago. No joke. I've got every Jim Carrey movie, and I watched The Mask 8 days ago.
You collect coins. Now he also collects Jim Carrey movies.
Oh, yeah. Anything round, I just collect. Hula hoops, really fat girls. They're all in my basement right now.
Oh, man. So, all right. So Jim Carrey is one of your favorites.
Yeah. And, I've got to say, I've watched a lot more of the show Louis than I've watched Louis C.K.'s comedy. I've seen a bunch of his comedy. But his show just really, it's so great to me because it's not like, he doesn't try to be, hilarious all the time. He'll have the episode where he goes to, he's in Christian school or whatever it is, and the guy comes and shows how Christ was crucified. That wasn't funny at all, but man, I was pinned to the TV, I gotta say. I guess I should say nailed to the TV. But, oh, God, that show's great. Patton Oswalt, I like anyone who can, tell a story and keep me riveted, and at the end throw in a punchline, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is hilarious. It's just great.
Good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I love stand-up comedies, but there's something to me special about sitcoms. I love writing of sitcom.
Mm.
You know how you have a certain format. Mm-hmm. You follow through, and you can also do improv with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having a great foundation to build a great house. Am I getting sentimental? Probably.
Well, there is one tier.
I guess, yep.
That's the theme of tonight, is one tier.
One tier. I'll name it later. One tier show.
But, so sitcoms are my favorite thing. I constantly am nailed to sitcoms. Love them. What's your favorite?
I'll say Louie and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's a good one.
So great. Larry David just... It's just brilliant the way he ties in being incredibly awkward with being unacceptably awkward. And it all just works out so brilliantly.
What's your favorite fish?
I don't have one. I love them all. Oh, my God.
good answer.
Honestly, Michael McDonald from Mad TV, probably my favorite comedian.
Is that the guy from Office Space?
This
guy that goes, he's always a baby.
Yeah, he's Stuart from Mad TV.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. His stand-up is absolutely hilarious. He does a bit where he talks about how he's a comedian, and he goes back to, like, his, like, family, and he tries to be normal and know that he's completely, like, just vulgar. So he said he was at this dinner party, and there was a baby crying, and then he leans over to somebody and goes, obviously, this woman doesn't realize that her abortion's still alive. So it's kind of stuff like that. It's like, wow,
it's
guy
funny.
Is out of his mind.
It's funny to me too because I had 2 abortions.
That must have been very painful.
But yeah.
Yeah, those anal abortions, they go
paid,
for the money.
Had 2 or you paid for 2? Because being painful, I'm talking like...
Well, first of all, you know it's never a guy's choice.
Well, unless there's a giant set of stairs involved.
That's true. Meet me up there.
Hey, honey, can you carry this TV upstairs for me?
Man. Well, I love Arrested Development. That's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah. You know, it boggles my mind that Arrested Development went on for 3 seasons and got cut.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Jersey Shore just finished their, what was it, 7th or 8th season?
Or American Idol just finished their, like, 100th.
American Idol, I can understand, because it allows people to dream, you know, and it lets you know that, like, the little guy can do it.
Right.
But Jersey Shore is just, like, this is where I really want to swear. This is, like, stuff like this makes me just, like, I yearn for, you know, 17 days from now. But
douchebag,
that was quick math.
That'll be the headline. Jersey Shore makes Terry Sachs curse.
they almost bring me to that level. I gotta say, my roommate is obsessed with that show too because she loves absolute train wrecks.
That show, yeah. Who doesn't like to watch a train wreck? You know,
I don't. Sad.
An actual train wreck, I think, would be great. I'd be so much more entertained by an actual train wreck and, like,
Jersey
flaming bodies than...
I'm always expecting, if I were to see a train wreck, I'm always expecting to see, like, Superman or some kind of hero, like, save it.
Or the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I guess I watch a lot of TV.
I do. It's what we do.
TV, movies. That's a date killer. When I'm on a date with a girl and I make, because, like, I'd say probably 15% of my jokes are, like, movie references, like my on-the-spot jokes are movie references. And if I make a bunch of those and a girl doesn't get it, I'm like, I don't care how perfect your breasts are. This is not going to work out.
You call our cab, like, your cab.
Well, actually, no, that depends on the breast.
Do you ask her?
They are incredibly, do I ask her order? Like,
no,
what's
a quarter.
No, you know,
kind of
I don't even show change to girls anymore.
What if, say, like, you go on a date with a girl, and say you ask her for a quarter, and what if she has an Alaska quarter? You think she could be the one?
Oh, I'll never forget this girl's face. But, oh, you mean the one that,
like
that you're going to marry? I thought you meant, like, the one who stole the quarter. She was wearing a burqa all night. I'm like, I'll remember those eyes. No, I don't know.
Because this story could have been, you know, like a foreseen future for you, like something written for you. You know, maybe that whoever has another Alaska quarter is the perfect woman for you.
Oh, jeez. I hadn't even thought of that. And that woman's probably come and gone, and she was the one.
You were hating her.
And I messed it up.
There you go.
Not saying that chick was the one. She was not the one.
She's not the one, no. I will tell you she's not the one. I hate her. You made me.
So now that's going to be in your head the next time you go out on a date. You'll be like, do you have any quarters?
Yeah. and then that'll be our first and last date. She's like, yeah, he asked me for change. It was really weird. I kept saying no, but he was very persistent. He started shaking a cup full of other change at me.
He smelled like urine. It was the weirdest
uses. hey, I just need 35 cents for the bus. Well, you know the bus is like 250, right?
Oh man. Now, if you were to get paralyzed, not by choice. first drink. Now, if you were to get paralyzed, not by choice, would
well,
you?
excuse me.
I'm never gonna finish this. Would you still do stand-up comic? Paralyzed.
Okay. Oh, jeez. You know, I guess that's up to the club because not too many stages are like handicapped accessible. they have the audience handicapped accessible. They're like, no one on wheels is going to perform tonight. I'd say, geez, I don't know. That's so tough because I move around a lot on stage, and I don't think I could hold the mic and operate the wheels at the same time unless I had an electric. I actually think about that a lot. I think of like, what if I was in a plane crash or a horrible car accident and I was paralyzed from the neck down and I couldn't even move? Like, what would I still do comedy? And I think the thing is, I would still write and maybe just like find someone like
a ghost,
find a Padawan that I could like teach my comedy, and I would just write jokes for him and live vicariously through him. And I would choose his groupies. And I'd be like, no, not her. Next one, let's see. Yes, her. Yes, her. Both of those.
Or you could have someone do like lip sync comedy, but your voice will come out.
Yeah.
Oh, like Cyrano de Bergerac?
Yeah. Billy Vanilli.
Yeah.
It'll work. Hey, dude. I'll say yes. I'll say yes until I get paralyzed and then I get super depressed. And
yeah.
Then I'll say, well, I didn't know then.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, comedy did save your life. Even if you did get paralyzed, you could have been dead. Comedy saved your life.
What, are you preparing your pep talk after the plane crash?
But if it happens, you have a coach.
I'll call you up and be like, yeah, I don't know.
I haven't cried in a long time.
It's like you get raped when you're watching Tropical Thunder. That's a good laugh cry right there.
By the way, my new slogan would be, if you're old enough to vote, you're old enough to get to be a rapist.
That's a terrible slogan.
Okay, I'll work on it.
If there are any rapists listening to your show, they're like, finally, someone sees the world through my eyes.
Probably. Well, you know, we like to give... No, we don't.
You like to give advice to rapists? What about gun?
That's a bumper sticker. Give advice to rapists.
Yeah, no one's honking at that guy. My advice to the next rapist, follow this dude home.
Oh, man. We actually had an idea once where we should have all these T-shirt ideas. You know, like all these slogans on T-shirts, because we always come up with... Well, we always used to come up with something stupid that would be perfect on a T-shirt.
Oh, we still do. We just always forget them.
Yeah, that's right.
Because now we're actually living in
the
same
place. We always say, hey, write that down, tweet it to me, but we forget, and we're like drunk.
Right. I think the last bumper sticker I actually made was, bacon is the new lettuce, and it had a piece of bacon on the thing.
I had a great idea for an invention the other day. I want to have it's like a pair of panties, but like full seated panties, but it looks like a thong. Like it's like those bikini T-shirts. It looks like you're wearing a bikini. It's like full underwear, but it looks like you have a nice butt and you're wearing a thong.
How about this? How about you have a pair of panties? Oh, perfect. Check this out. I have to put my beard out. The period panty.
Whoa.
The period over panty.
Like a constant stain?
No.
It's like one of those Halloween costumes. You like press the thing, just keeps dripping.
Oh, God.
You know, like, you have you have your regular panties on, for a girl anyway. And once you're done with your period, there's a zipper, and you unzip it, and now it becomes a thong. So the outer part comes out.
What? I like it, but you'd have to figure out something other than the zipper, because I think that would, like, the teeth of
Velcro.
The zipper would cause some chafing.
Velcro.
Velcro.
Definitely cause chafing.
I'm just mad.
Light up a crystal or, like, Teflon or something.
This is why no one in this room will ever cure cancer, because we're so busy worried about period thong panties with zippers.
After period panties.
Post period panties. The PPPs.
Just include a funnel on that too at the very bottom.
So you could period bong right out of it.
You know what else I wanted too? Like, I felt like a girl should wear a bra where there's like a section where you could pour wine or drink, and you go to a concert, and a girl just goes to the concert with booze. And then you just get a straw, poke it in there, and the guy can drink out of her boobs.
Kind of like a pre-stunt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could only do that, like, if you went to the said concert with a girl with minuscule boobs. Because if she had good-sized boobs, then you did, like, enough wine to get yourself, you know, tipsy at a concert. She'd go in with, like, triple R's or something.
But if you think about it, though, a lot of girls are small. Sized, so it's perfect.
The smaller the better. I've always said the bigger they are, the sooner they sag. That's my motto.
It's true. Also back pain.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to go to the hospital with her.
Yeah. For that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, don't reduce these. They're good. You just need to buck up, little camper.
Buck up. Do some Terry Sachs sit ups. Oh, no, push-ups.
If by some you mean one, there's just the one. It's basically just the position I'm in before I fall asleep on my stomach.
Oh, man. But I think that could work, though. I mean, have you seen, because I got this idea because I saw the news and it said some girl in Spain got caught with cocaine in her implant.
Yeah, it's a common thing. They do that either in the implants or they shove a balloon up their ass. And, you know, either way, it's a party in Vegas.
The thing I don't get, though, I mean, she would have to get another implant just to take out the cocaine.
Yep. You ever seen Maria Full of Grace? Uh-uh. That's what they do. And then one of the girls actually swallows the balloon, and then it pops, like, in her stomach, and she's, like, puking on the plane. Gives it all away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gives away
what a waste of cocaine.
I'm telling you.
That bums me out.
Wow, that sucks. She was high. In altitude?
Yep.
Okay.
Too known. Well done.
She has to be right.
I don't know. What would be the best way to smuggle drugs? I mean, the obvious.
Should we write a book on this? Ways to smuggle drugs.
It's an offline book, though.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be an audiobook.
It's narrated by Patrick Stewart. Now take the balloon and shove it directly up your uterus. No, that was. I've never even tried a Patrick Stewart impression, but I just watched Ted the other day, so I figured I could do it.
It sounded.
No, it sounded like a voice for sure.
It was a good voice.
It was, like a white guy. It was close.
More Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you want to do, see?
Cabin. Fish could do a good southern voice.
I can.
Yeah, do that a whistle guy.
Sometimes I just sit in my post swing and have some sex with myself.
The first table I waited on when I got my job out in Boston, I worked at a bar/restaurant called Whiskey's, otherwise known as Heck on Earth. I went. Yes. Thank you.
Swearing.
Sounds so fun.
We could curse for him.
We can translate.
That's great.
Translate.
Yeah. Give us a letter and we'll do it.
Like in sign language? You want
letter.
To sign the H?
To F. No, just like write the letter.
To Walmart. Right. Like.
Oh, no. Just say F.
And you'll know that I'm talking about.
Say F.
Fornicating.
Say F.
F.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, S, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. You go, you C sucker.
You son of a bitch.
All right. All right, we failed.
We're going to work on that.
We will.
I went up to the stable, and it was like I had just finished training and everything, and I was like,
"Hello, my name is Terry, and for to taking the order for the food for you to having."
And they just looked at me like, "Oh my God, I hate foreigners." No, I'm just kidding.
Foreigners themselves.
I was hoping that wouldn't be like, finally, someone from my country is talking to me
about a rest. Nice. They just start speaking at you like, I'm just fucking around. Like, oh, what
No. I was making fun of you to people that I thought weren't you.
That would be awkward.
It's funny, though, because you don't look like the guy. You don't have the face of a guy who could be a foreigner.
Oh, no? I don't look like, I don't have like that Aryan.
Oh, you definitely have the Aryan thing going on.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're Incan. You don't know this.
We would have if you hadn't already been invaded. God, we would have. Can you imagine World War II? Germany takes over Poland, France, and Maya.
I don't imagine.
Great. I read the Maya.
I don't imagine World War II. I read the book and saw the movie.
World War II, the movie.
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
I saw Pearl Harbor. Ben Affleck.
He plays Winston Churchill in that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He was the great American poet.
Oh, man. Dictators, huh?
Speaking of dictators.
We could go for one of those again. We need another Saddam. Where's he at?
Mussolini. Where's Mussolini?
Obamianist. He's the next one. There you go.
Obamaism.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a problem with Obama. I kind of like Obama because
like
he's
Obama.
Part white, so that's okay with me.
I think we should. Yeah. I voted for him, so I'm giving him a second chance to run this country.
He is. You allowed it.
He's proof that half white men can jump.
He does play basketball.
Oh, that's what they were referring to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I thought you were referring to something else. Yep. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? I know you're trying to get like a couple of gigs, right?
You know, my big goal now is to get a website up.
Okay.
And start, you know, put my album on the website, have a few audio clips on there, get postings, like just letting people know when I'm doing shows or whatnot. Just kind of put the word out so that people know, like they can go to Google it. If they type in Terry Sachs, it'll take them to my website.
You know what you could also do? You could also have a Facebook
store.
Facebook store. No, the Facebook.
That's actually a real thing.
Page for Facebook and just
a fan page.
Yeah, a fan page. Thank you.
There you
oh.
go. You can sell your CD online too. It's pretty easy.
Oh yeah, I knew.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is I'm just a procrastinator.
That's cool.
And I'm pretty lazy.
Why do it now when you can do it later?
Yeah, exactly. I'll still be alive and later.
Right.
So
we got a week left until it's all over, right?
Oh geez, a week left.
Yeah.
I mean you'd be paralyzed, but you'll be alive.
No, we'll all be paralyzed. That's what the Mayan prophecy is all about.
Yeah.
Paralysism.
Is not going to be an apocalypse? Just everyone on Earth is going to get paralyzed at the same
Correct.
Time?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is going to be really hard.
We're all going to be like human centipedes.
And then just everyone on Earth is just going to hate stares. We'll just look at them and be like, God, I used to love you.
It'll be a Florida.
Are you doing something on the end of the world, 12/21?
I'm watching my neighbor's dog. And the last time I watched a dog, he chewed up my Xbox cable, and then it kind of felt like the end of the world.
Bastard.
Until I realized that I should stop being a pussy and...
Did you curse?
I did not curse, actually.
You could have said, you female dog.
Yeah. It's a guy dog. There's not really a word you could use for that.
That would insult.
Here's the thing, about cursing is people give me problems because I still say douchebag.
You should just go D-bag.
And I still say, I don't know if I can say this on the show, I still say faggot. And people have a big problem with that. Like, not even just faggots. Like, other people have a problem with it, too. And so I was talking to my buddy, and he was up in arms about it. He said, "Well, you're not swearing, but you still say faggot. That doesn't make any sense." And I was like, "Well, that's faggot doesn't cut it for me. It's not on my list." But I don't know. I don't really understand how offensive it is because I'm not a faggot. So I guess
I think douchebag is a great word.
It's a fine
underrated.
It almost feels like you can say it in church.
Correct.
And like
make
it okay.
You.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if you said if the second coming of Christ happened and you said douchebag in his presence, he'd be like, "What does that mean? I don't know."
Well, the
Catholic Church
put it out. I mean, you guys are in charge of it.
The Catholic Church said douchebag is okay?
Yeah, douchebag is good.
That was a sermon.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's funny, too? The Pope is trying to tweet. He's trying to have his first tweet.
Yeah, what was his first tweet, by the way?
I don't know, because he's trying to get help from people. Because he doesn't know how to tweet. But he wants to.
I heard when he tried to tweet, he said, "Fucking Christ." This is shit.
Speaking of the Pope,
we did. You want to DVR that? We'll go back.
Who would you rather get fingered by, Edward Scissorhands, or Skeletor?
Skeletor, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could, because I think I could handle like a bone. There's no way I could handle a scissor.
ESH is a very nice guy, though.
Yeah, well, if it was like, who would I rather, like, have my salad tossed by?
Oh, okay.
Edward Scissorhands.
That makes sense.
As nice as he is, his hands are friggin' deadly, you know?
So Skeletor is very pointy and boned.
I'll take a bone. Like, once you take the phalange, like, you take the meat off of it, it's not too much there.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Lube that shit up.
Like if Skeletor was on like prom night and he fingered his date, she'd be like, "Is it in yet?" She wouldn't even know.
You're right.
It would just be a little uncomfortable, I think. Whereas Edward Scissorhands would have a really not great night on prom.
Yeah.
Other than taking off her dress. And be donezo.
Is that the sound?
That's the sound.
That's good scissoring.
Right? Good. He's that fast.
He is. He's amazing. I love that guy. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Man, did you have a favorite cartoon growing up?
I don't know. That's maybe Tom and Jerry. Just because I had cats growing up, and so I love cats, and I just really always wanted him to get that little bastard mouse.
Really? I was kind of going for the mouse. I was just like, get away.
Well, you know, I sympathize with Tom. So I'm like, oh, man, come on, guy. You're like this fluffy, lovable cat. You deserve a good meal.
Because Tom is a dummy.
Well, yeah. Get outsmarted by a mouse.
And you get yelled at by a woman with no or torso. I mean, yeah, she's nothing. It's just a bunch of legs yelling at you.
She had very nice legs, though.
Yeah, she did. Tom!
Yep. I used to feel really guilty being attracted to cartoons. In fact, the reason that I thought, and this is true, I swear, but I always thought that the reason that attractive girls were called foxes was in reference to Maid Marian from the cartoon Robin Hood. Because she was a fox, and I was always like, oh, man, she's looking good today.
My favorite was, she is hot, actually.
Yeah, she's a fox, right? She's a foxy fox.
My favorite was, what's that, Roger Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I went on a couple dates with a girl who dressed up as Jessica Rabbit for Halloween.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Was there sleep involved?
There would have been, but I moved to Boston, and I wasn't able to.
Boston, the anti-rape drug.
Yeah. It's like the universe like knew what I was up to and made me cross the country.
She probably had an Alaskan quarter.
Oh, if she did, I would have found it. Whether she would have liked it or not.
You have an Alaskan quarter detector?
I'm going to get one now.
No, detector. Why don't you just buy one?
A metal detector?
No.
Or a girlfriend.
Sure. Those are expensive nowadays.
Oh, God, so expensive.
Unless you go in the Caribbean, it's like a T-shirt, 2 for $20, I think. It really is.
Side store. They're all hanging up on the rack.
In a dirty shack, but, yeah.
Yeah, do you have any smalls? All I see is extra larges here.
They're actually pretty, the hot ones are in Europe, by the way.
Amen to that.
Women in T-shirts.
Women.
Okay.
Amsterdam.
You know, women are actually cheaper than T-shirts in Europe because everything is dazzled over there. That's just their style.
Yeah. It's true. It's crazy. But, so we, Terry, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure.
Before we actually get cut off like we did land the other time because it doesn't give it time anymore. But, yeah, thanks again for coming out. And if you want to plug a future show or...
Oh, well, this Sunday night, actually, I'll be at Remington's or Dick Doherty's Comedy Vault down on Boylston Street.
Awesome.
Okay, sounds good. And obviously you don't have a website because he's too lazy.
Yeah, or a Facebook.
But I've got the Facebook, and I welcome emails.
That's right.
So just email not
porn
at yahoo.com.
And we'll try to plug in your up-and-coming shows as well.
Definitely.
Very cool.
So,
what time is the show on Sunday?
It's at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, perfect.
Eastern time, right?
I hope so.
7
o'clock. Okay.
So let you know.
Watch out for planes.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take a horse and buggy across the country from now on. Never heard of anyone getting paralyzed on one of those.
All right, well, Terry, thank you so much for stopping by. He's a class act, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Very tall.
That's your closing line.
The perfect height, I like to say.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for listening, especially the podcast.
All right. Good night, guys.
Wow.